Welcome, welcome to the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, rejoice, rejoice. At this point in Advent, we begin to lift our heads up to hear the coming of our Messiah. So let us start our worship together by singing that great Advent hymn, Hills of the North, Rejoice. We light our Advent candles. Are you ready? People of God, awake. The day is coming soon when you shall see God face to face. Remember the ways and the works of God. God calls you out of darkness to walk in the light of his coming. You are God's children. Lord, make us one as we walk with Christ today and forever. Amen. Hearing those words of God calling us out of the darkness to walk in the light, of course, brings to mind those things of which we are ashamed. Let us take a moment to bring them before God now. Christ, you came in humility to share our lives. Forgive our pride. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, you came with good news for all people. Forgive our silence. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, you came in love to a world of suffering. forgive our self-centeredness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, as your kingdom dawns, turn us all from the darkness of sin to the light of holiness, that we may be ready to meet you in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us hear now from our great Advent prophet, Isaiah.
Isaiah 61, beginning at the first verse. The Sovereign Lord has filled me with his Spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison. He has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save his people and defeat their enemies. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. They will all do what is right, and God will be praised for what he has done. They will rebuild cities that have long been in ruins. The Lord says, I love justice and hate oppression and crime. I will faithfully reward my people and make an eternal covenant with them. They will be famous among nations. Everyone who sees them will know that they are the people whom I have blessed. Jerusalem rejoices because of what the Lord has done. She is like a bride dressed for her wedding. God has clothed her with salvation and victory. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the Sovereign Lord will save his people, and all the nations will praise him.
Our sermon today is brought to us from the Reverend Nikki Fenton, and it's based on this powerful reading from Isaiah.
As we draw ever nearer to celebrating Christmas, we see more and more signs of hope around us. Some of those signs are relatively small, like houses and streets being decorated, shops open and allowed to trade, gyms holding outdoor classes, restaurants, cafes and pubs serving takeaway food, being able to plan to mix freely with three households over the Christmas period. And similarly, the launch of a vaccine has given us real hope that life will return to something reflecting normality in 2021. Residents in our care homes are finally going to be able to see and maybe even hold their loved ones, possibly even before Christmas. The most vulnerable in our midst will soon be free from having to isolate and shield, and that truly is good news for people who have been oppressed for many months. Advent has always been a time of watching and waiting, hoping and praying. And this year, that sense of expectancy is heightened as we eagerly anticipate the reduction of restrictions, and we hope for greater freedom to come. But even when a vaccine is in place, there will still be a need to watch and to wait, to long and pray, to hope and expect God to break into our world, bringing salvation, justice, reconciliation, righteousness. For even when COVID-19 is under control, there will always be problems and pain, suffering and struggles, hardship. The world in which we live is fallen. It's far from perfect. Many people suffer and struggle as a result of injustice. And it is our calling as a church to be good news for all. Not just good news for the rich, the healthy, the socially advantaged, for our families, friends, neighbours, colleagues, but good news for all, for children going hungry, the homeless living on the street, the elderly whose identity has been stolen by dementia, victims of abuse and violence. And we care for those around us who are suffering because God cares for them. Each person is uniquely precious to him, but God reveals to us God's preference for the poor. We worship and serve a God whose heart is for the vulnerable, the excluded, the marginalised. A God who cries out for justice and righteousness, who challenges unjust structures and invites outcasts and strangers to eat at his table with him. Isaiah reminds us in this famous prophetic passage that we read today that God's chosen Messiah is anointed specifically to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And as God's church, we too are invited, called, commissioned and equipped to join in with what God is already doing and to become more like him. Our vision as a diocese is to be good news for all. We recognise God is calling us to transformed lives, growing churches and building community. And we don't need to wait for Christ to return again to see signs of God's kingdom breaking through. God is already doing this work among us, and it's very exciting. And God simply asks us to join in with him. To so know that we are loved by Jesus, that we too love without measure or restraint. And as our churches rise to this challenge with generous faith and courageous hope, we embrace the opportunities that God sends our way, and individual lives are being transformed, and our communities are being built up. This winter, churches across Derby City are working together to ensure that the homeless are supported, and our dean has been asked to chair the city's new commission into poverty. Many churches are supporting food banks and food distribution hubs, like in Kirkhallam, where over 600 free picnic meals are being distributed, food bank parcels, and even Christmas dinner on Christmas Day are being delivered to people's doors. Other churches, like those in Killamarsh, are supporting the work of community groups like our nursing homes, schools, and nurseries, donating Christmas resources and gifts, giving candles to key workers, thanking them for being lights in the community. And in the many and different ways in which our local churches are engaging with their communities and working together in local partnerships, we are being good news for all. And God is using us to bring comfort and joy and to build communities. And when we work together, we can turn tears into laughter, mourning into a mantle of praise. We can rebuild that which is broken, damaged, and destroyed, bringing hope and new life. And in Christ, God enters into all our experiences of hopelessness, emptiness, nothingness, and despair, and he transforms them by his presence, offering us glimpses of his resurrection power, his life breaking through into the here and now, first fruits of the age that is to come when Jesus returns. As we watch and wait, hope and pray this Advent, may we remember all that God has done for us. Isaiah talks about that as God clothing us with garments of salvation, covering us with robes of righteousness, and causing righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations. And as we journey towards Christmas this year, with all the strangeness, difficulties and pain that we carry, may we prepare room in our lives for Christ to dwell by his Spirit. May we commit ourselves to doing God's work, being attentive to the ways God is already breaking into our diocese, bringing his kingdom near to us, deliberately choosing to join in with what God is already doing among us, being good news for all, bringing hope, comfort, and joy, building our communities. Amen.
The idea that our good news needs to be known and felt by those who are perhaps the most destitute of our society reminded me of an old carol that is very precious to me and my family. It speaks of the joy of the poor man, the humble, the lame men, those who stumble, coming to the manger. It is Gaudete Sunday, and I believe we can have our first carol. Let us listen to it and let us allow it to move us into our prayers.
Let us pray. O God, who art present in every place, help us to realize thy presence here and now. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Hear us, dear Lord, as we pray for our world and our country. Give our leaders wisdom, our health service, frontline and key workers, courage and strength, and our people hope as we travel together through these dark and difficult days. Lord, we bring before you also the people trying so hard to find protection for all from this virus we are fighting today. Help us to overcome disease with the power of your new life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We bring before you, God, our country, its cities, towns, and villages, and our own parishes. In these dark and difficult days, we turn our hearts to you Help us as we hold in our hearts all thy people, especially those we love, praying for their health, their well-being, and their sense of hope, for comfort to those who mourn. We ask for your guidance in our communicating, our connecting, and our caring. Lord Jesus Christ, in these dark and difficult days, keep our minds focused on you and on your love for us. Turn your face towards us. Give us a quiet confidence and strength to meet with whatever the days hold for us. Have mercy upon us and heal our land, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
John chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal."
There is one among you. Be clear, Jesus is amongst us. And in Advent we need to keep watch, look out, see where he is. Do we find him in the charities and the churches and people's generosity across our land? Or do we actually find him in the poor, the naked, the hungry, the cold, those who offer us a chance of redemption? Let us sing together our final hymn. The music that we will finish with is a wonderful thing for Gaudete Sunday, a beautiful rendition. I wonder what you will think. Let us first receive God's blessing. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you would serve, now and always. Amen.
Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Depois annis gratiae hoc quod obtemamus, Camine latitiae devoti redamus.
Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Deus homo factus est, natura mirante, mundus renovatus est, per Christo regnante.
Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Ego nostro cantio, salutiam illustro, benedicat Domino, salus regi nostro.
Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Gaudete, Gaudete Christus est natus,